Kesal dengan sikapmu yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah merasakan apa yang kulakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat, tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Lengkaplah jiwaku. Bawa ragaku melayang memeluk bintang. Terang saja aku menantinya. Terang saja aku mendambanya. Terang saja
for Kids Day. So, Voy listener, right now we have a special interview with one of the mothers whose child has had cancer before, and a cancer fighter, as you can say that. Right now, I'm here with Ibu Arinda. Hello, how are you? Oh yeah. Hello, how are you, Ibu Arinda?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So how are you right now? And can you tell us a bit about the story of your child who had cancer before?
Right. So I'm gonna start with a few weeks before the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So it all happened when I noticed my daughter, and she started to walk differently than normal. I mean, she used to be very active, and she loves to run around and play with a scooter, and then it just suddenly happened that she became a bit like, she didn't want to go out to the garden to play. And yeah, but you know, because she was 2.5 years old that time. You know, she didn't exactly express how she was feeling. Like she, never mentioned that she was, oh, you know, I'm hurt, or, you know, it's painful. So, you know, as a parent, I thought she was a bit tired, that time, because we also had come home from a very long holiday. So I thought, oh, she's probably tired. She doesn't want to go out and play. And then after a week that passed, I noticed there was nothing had changed. I mean, she was still, you know, she didn't walk like a normal kid. I probably the word would be like, she walked really, like, she was afraid, she was even afraid to walk. And sometimes, like, when she get up from her nap, she would cry. Like, she, normally she wouldn't cry when she wakes up from her nap and in the morning. And so she would cry when she wakes up. And so that was the first couple of symptoms. But there was no sign, there were no signs of, like, fever or, I'm sorry, like a cough or, you know, other sort of illness, other kind of illnesses that, that occur in little children. But then there were, and then after 2 weeks, she started to drop, her condition started to drop, kind of severely. And, so I noticed, like, she was rather pale, and she, started holding onto things when she wanted to walk. So that's when I was like, okay, we gotta bring her to the emergency unit at the nearest hospital. So we drove to the nearest hospital in our neighborhood, and she went straight to the emergency unit. They took her blood samples, and an hour after that, they said, her blood results, you know, are off the charts. You know, her hemoglobin level is quite low, but I mean, she was so stable that we need not need to have a blood transfusion by then. I mean, she was still stable, and then her leukocytes are also off the charts. Her thrombocytes, a thrombocyte is the criteria that helps people decide whether or not she is healthy. So if a person has a low thrombocyte, usually they would be more like vulnerable to illnesses. So yeah, after they declared, you know, her blood results are off the charts. She's got to stay at the hospital. So, okay, we got to, they put my daughter in a hospital room for, like, observation. And we waited for the pediatric doctor to come in the next day. So that was it. And the next day, the pediatric doctor came in. They, you know, asked me a lot of questions, like, what are the symptoms, and where is the pain, like, why does she not want to walk?
Okay.
They did it, yeah.
Okay, so speaking of her experience before, her mm-hmm. daughter, right now, we also have our special guest, that is Dr. Endang Widyastuti. She's a member of the Indonesian Pediatric Society, administrator of the Indonesian Cancer Foundation. How are you, Bu Endang? Oh, yeah, can you unmute your...
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, so speaking from your Arianta experience, in Indonesia, what type of cancer does the children usually suffer in general? And what is the cause for young children to have cancer in the early age?
Okay. Thank you for the questions. Hi, Ibu Renu. I heard about the story. Yeah, almost like that. So in Indonesia, almost in the, I think same with other country, the most cancer in children is acute leukemia. And in Indonesia, almost around 20-30%, followed by the retinoblastoma and lymphoma, also osteosarcoma, the cancer of the bone. And the pattern, the first pattern that most in the country is acute leukemia. So that's same, but the second and the first is different between the low income country than compared to the high income country. So according to WHO, an estimated per year is there is 4,000 children develop the cancer. How about in our country, in Indonesia? Last year, we collect from the 12 hospitals that face with the cancer in children, we only have
6,623.
Last year, we have stage 3 from the 12 throughout the 12 hospitals in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a very small number.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some problem why they don't come to the hospital or they don't come to the medical facilities.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask about the cause, is it right?
Yes.
Yeah. So until now, there is no, or the etiology of the cancer in children is unknown.
So just
the mutation, yeah.
Ah.
So the genetic is only 10 to 20%, and some studies show that the lifestyle or environmental factors is only small.
Mm-hmm.
So still don't know. We don't know how exactly what is caused,
mm-hmm.
but usually we ask about the paternity, the, is there the parent or father or mother or there is some grandma, is there any cancer?
Mm-hmm.
We only have the data that there's important data because maybe there are mutations in the early life of the children or several days or several months after the children born.
Okay, so from what I heard, the cancer suddenly appears from the mutation usually at the young age, right?
Right.
And for the parent, Bu Arianta, how did you and your family, I mean, manage to gather and then find help? And at what time do you think that it is the most important thing that you need to do when you found out that your child had cancer?
Okay, so when the pediatric doctor, she said to me that I think there is a chance that this could be acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Mm.
But she said she was hoping for a silver lining because she said, I think I might be wrong, because she wasn't a subspecialist at the time. So they transferred us to another hospital that had a pediatric surgeon who subspecializes in hematology, who could, you know, who can take care of my daughter. And so I just held on to that kind of like probably 10% hope that this would not be acute lymphoblastic leukemia. But by that time I had already been researching, I was Googling all the time about acute lymphoblastic leukemia or ALL, and I noticed that there were that is the probably top kind of cancer that occurs in children, and in children there are mostly two types, the B cell and the T cell type leukemia.
Oh yeah, before you continue, I'm sorry, can you tell us about what did your daughter cancer is?
So my daughter is diagnosed with ALL.
ALL.
L2 B cell.
B cell. Okay.
T cell. Yeah.
T cell.
Sorry, how old is your child when diagnosed?
My daughter was three. Was just turned three when she was diagnosed.
Okay. And for Ibu Endang, can you tell, is there any difference on how to treat children and adult in treating cancer? Is there any difference in what methods that the doctors do? Because children and adults have different body immune system. So is there any difference that the cures given to the children that is more effective than adults?
Generally the same. The difference is the type of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
ALL in children is the most leukemia acute.
Mm.
80% from the acute leukemia. In adults, different. The myeloblastic AML most important. Oh. In children, ALL is mostly curable because it's very chemosensitive.
Mm.
But not in adult. So generally, almost the same. Chemotherapy, the radiation, or surgical.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same. For leukemia, we only have two. Chemotherapy and then radiation if needed.
Mm-hmm.
But the type is different. Did that answer your questions?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I would like to ask Bu Arinda, how is the condition of your daughter right now after being treated after being treated through the session of healing for the cancer treatment?
So, it's been about 4 months since my daughter was first diagnosed. So she has been going back and forth to the hospital to do chemotherapy, and the chemotherapy sessions include being injected by IV fluid.
Oh, IV fluid.
Yeah, and then another one would be so they inject medication into her bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
So she, because she's a child, she's sedated, so she wouldn't have to feel the pain. And then she takes oral medication every day at home. And she's been getting better, thankfully, after every session of chemotherapy. So my advice to anyone, any parents who's experiencing this, there's always a silver lining. If you make sure you attend the chemotherapy sessions, because it will get better every day.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bu Arinda. And for Bu Endang, any advice that you can give for the mothers and for family whose children are having cancer? Is there anything that you want to add that will help the parents and maybe the children who are suffering from cancer?
Yeah, of course. The role of the parent is very important.
Mm-hmm.
One child suffers from cancer, the whole family suffer from all the panic and sometimes unbelievable that my child previously is healthy, and then so change all the habit or it is very difficult. So as a pediatrician, we not only face the patient, but we also face the parents. So it's very difficult, but I think Ibu Ranjinta already have received and the patient get better and better, I hope, because not only chemotherapy and treatment, but the supportive therapy, the surrounding of the family should be solid for these children. and also the children have a life playing, going to school or something like that. It's disappear. So we have to create a playing, maybe in the room, in the home, on one or two families with a similar age to play together. Like that. So, chemotherapy for ALL is long-term treatment. Just follow the doctors.
Yes.
Okay, I think that.
Okay, thank you so much, Bu Endang and Bu Arinta, for coming to this special interview, and I hope the best for your daughter, Bu Arinta, and hope that she will get better soon, and of course, will be as active as she was before. Okay, thank you so much, Boy Listener, and RR Inetvir, for accompanying me in this special interview with Bu Endang and Bu Arinta, and always make sure to watch over our children and seek help if needed. Don't be discouraged, and always make sure that your health is your number one priority, and also your children's. And thank you so much for a listener, and I'll be right back after this.
If you say two, I'm counting to three, and I'm coming for you. And if you run, I know you like games. Don't you be shy, 'cause I'm coming your way. All you haters, you can say what you wanna.
The mountainous region of East Java. Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage. Grandeur of the past. Wondrous ancient architecture and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. Is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine is cherished, beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
keep talking when the world keeps down with you. Just remember you're beautiful. Don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not losing control. You'll never lose yourself.
Thank you so much for listener and in interviewer for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. But don't go anywhere, because after this there will be a lot more program and information that will come in the next hours of Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget that you can send your critics, suggestion and also information through our social media and Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 1210. Thank you so much for listener and in viewers. My name is Ray, and I'll be right back after this feature, Tari Topeng, The Next Generation.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His mission was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human phase, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazab, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya. Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mask dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mask dance, he has to develop Palimanan mask dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the air list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just wants to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mask dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan Mas Dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
West Papua, pristine land in the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture, a world of wonders, mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. Papua's archipelago, extremely rich sea life, adorned with emeralds of islands, sprawling protected in front of the coast, a heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. Home to majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting, where Makarero greets guests, an amazing sea adventure, the best of fish, and travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful, amazing culture, and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
gave me light and guided me right through the night to where the wind blows. Years have passed by, I'm lonely, alone. There's only one place that I'm sure can fix my broken hearted soul.
Milikmu, kau milikku, lebih tenang bersamanya.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. AIPI emphasizes the importance of studying ancient human fossils discoveries. Indonesia and Turkey from committee to strengthen collaboration in 14 industrial sectors. And now the news in details. The Indonesian Academy of Sciences highlighted the need for in-depth research on ancient human fossils discoveries to understand human evolution. Scientific studies on these fossils can provide insight into early human life and migration patterns. AIPI encourages collaboration between researchers, institutions, and government to support archaeological and paleoanthropological research. The second news, Indonesia and Turkey have established a committee aimed at enhancing cooperation across 14 industrial sectors, including trade, technology, and agriculture. This initiative seeks to foster economic ties and promote mutual growth between the two countries. Both nations are optimistic that this collaboration will lead to increased investment and business opportunities. And that was the Newsline.
Tidak ada cinta dan tak ada hati.